and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. There is an inscription inside one of the earliest cells created for the Desert Fathers, one of the earliest monks' houses, that reads, "If you die before you die, you won't have to die when you're dead." If you die before you die, you won't have to die when you're dead. The Lord holds up for us this dramatic paradox, life and death, not what they seem. Moses makes the line real clear, right? The law is life, without the law is death. And that had been the experience of the Hebrew people. Without the law, they were wandering, undirected, without purpose or sense. They were less human without the law. The law constrained them, but it gave them direction and scope and a place to go. The Lord presses it further. It's not simply about doing the right things and avoiding evil things. It presumes all that, so you don't get a get-out-of-jail-free card. But it's for another purpose, and that what ultimately happens is that in the laying down of one's life, you come to live. Every culture intuits this, right? We always venerate heroes who die for their cause, whether a violent death or an accidental one, because somehow in death we find life. And if that happens ultimately, when our bodies die, how much more so in the little daily deaths that we encounter? That's why Lent is so important, why penance is not a seasonal feature of the Christian life, but is just meant to be part of our everyday. That's why it's not only Fridays during Lent that are important, but every Friday. It's why every day, all the little pains and worries, all the opportunities we get to do something extra, to do something better, are so very important. You may be able to say that the old law was ultimately about avoiding the occasion of sin, but the new law, the law under which we live and toward which we tend, looks out for the near occasion of grace. And that's only possible if we're quiet enough to listen to the movements of our own heart, so that when grace makes itself known, we're willing, able, and ready to move towards it. One day down, I won't ask if you've broken your promise yet. What will you do? How will you die today? That you might live forever.